Hello everyone, Bruce Edwin here, HollywoodSentinel.com. Speaking here for our second part with the legendary Donnie Most, Don from Happy Days. He is not only the iconic Ralph Mell from Happy Days, but Don is a writer, he's a producer, a director, a singer. He's appeared on shows including not only, as we discussed, this iconic role, but Chips, Baywatch, The Love Boat, Star Trek, Glee. He's done animation voiceover for cartoons, Family Guy, and Don, hopefully I'm getting all this correct, and so much more, and just has a beautiful voice, I have to say, just an outstanding voice. And Don, it's a pleasure to have you back with us here. How are you?
Thanks, Bruce.
Definitely.
I'm doing great. Thanks again. Thanks.
Pleasure, pleasure. So we were last speaking in our first segment here about your beginnings and starting out. So we left off. You're 20 years old. You've got this hit show you're starring on, Happy Days, and just dealing with fame and dealing with things like that. What came after that? And kind of bring us up to present time. Where are things at for you now? I know you're singing. I know you've got music out. You're traveling constantly. You just did this role in, well, the new film. You know more better than I. Please fill us in.
I just did a film that I had a great, great experience with. It's called MBF, Man's Best Friend. It's about a wounded vet. And I play a defense attorney working for a nonprofit that defends pro bono wounded vets. And and it's a really interesting story and a great role for me. And the people were terrific.
Nice.
So I think it won't be out till next year.
Yeah.
But I'm continuing to work on, you know, in front of the camera acting. I have another film coming up in July called Cult Cartel, and I play sort of a pretty bad guy, which I love the diversity of playing, you know, a lot of different types.
Right.
And because I was never really like the character that I played on Happy Days, and you tend to be sort of pigeonholed. So I'm really loving.
Yeah.
I'm getting to play different kinds of roles now.
Good.
And and I did a lot, you know, over the years. You mentioned Glee and Men of a Certain Age and Voyager and Star Trek and some indie, a bunch of indie films.
Yes.
But the music is something that I knew I would come back to, and about 4 or 5 years ago I decided to do it, and I put together a show of doing all the great standard singing, you know, I call it Donnie Most Sings and Swings, and it went great.
Cool.
People were loving it and surprised at what I was doing in a great way, and
yeah.
I did a CD called Donnie Most, Mostly Swinging, which
nice.
Is out on iTunes, Amazon, and it was with a great, great bunch of top LA jazz musicians. And it's just, it does swing. I love that big driving sound.
Right.
And I've been doing it in clubs in New York and LA and all over. And I have a show coming up on the 15th of this month, June, in Orlando.
Okay.
Full Sail Live is the name of the venue. And it's going to be with the Orlando Jazz Orchestra. And it's going to be a big show, and it's going to benefit the Michael J. Fox Foundation. So if anybody's out in that area, it's on a Friday, June 15th, come on over to get your tickets. It's on Eventbrite, and it's going to be a great show.
Well, that's for a great cause.
Yeah. I'm sorry?
I said that's just a great cause regardless. I mean, the Michael J. Fox Foundation, I've got a lot of respect for him too. So Full Sail, S-A-I-L, like a sailboat, Full Sail Live is the venue, if I heard correctly,
in Orlando.
In Orlando, Florida.
In Orlando.
That's exciting.
Florida.
Excellent.
Yeah.
June 15th.
And it's a great... it'd be a great Father's Day present to, you know, it's right around that weekend.
There you go.
Come on come check that out. And the CD is like I said, mostly swinging. And then I'm going to continue to do more live events, and then hopefully I have some film projects of my own that I'm trying to get going, so I can get behind the camera again and do a little directing again.
Well, that's exciting. You're a busy man, and so talented, Don. I mean, and when I heard you sing for the first time, I listened to one of your videos on YouTube, and after you told me you sing. And I thought, okay, you know, I knew you'd be good because you're, you know, most accomplished actors have a trained voice like you obviously do. But I didn't know you were going to be so great. And I was like, wow. But then.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. But then I saw and I learned that you were initially you trained as a singer, as we discussed in our earlier part. So I guess this is going through my mind. Bring us back to that, because it's, in my view, kind of unusual for a kid to get into such style of, I feel, sophisticated music. So what got you into the jazz standards and the swing and that type of music as a 15-year-old?
Yeah, well, it kind of started for me, I guess the catalyst was when I was 9. Huh. And I saw a movie called The Jolson Story, which is a biopic about the great Al Jolson, who was considered the greatest entertainer back in the 20s and all that. And he actually starred in the very first talkie movie, the Jazz Singer.
Yes, wow.
And so when I saw the movie about Jolson, and it just hit me in a really strong way. Loved the music, loved him as a performer, and even though he's played by Larry Parks, but it was Jolson's voice, and he captured Jolson's essence. And then I started buying his albums, and then sort of getting educated on that music in general, listening to a great DJ in New York called William B. Williams on WNEW, and he would play all the great standards and the legendary singers who performed them. So that's how I really, you know, and people thought, you know, it was not what most of my friends were listening to, but
that's what I was gonna ask
for some reason it you know, it was kind of thought it was your parents' and grandparents' music, but I don't know, I just, it just struck a deep chord for me, and I always loved it.
Well, that's amazing, and that was my next question. If your friends were into that, were your parents, were your family into that style of music and stuff?
Well, yeah, my mom had been a sort of teenager, young adult in the 40s during that whole swing era, and so she had a lot of those albums.
Okay.
So I probably heard a lot of that just playing all the time.
That makes sense.
And that probably had something to do with it too. And
sure.
But then that movie is when it really hit me for some reason, you know. I wasn't the only one. It was funny, I talked to people as the years go by and actors and other singers, and I find out how that movie affected a lot of people in a somewhat similar way.
Well, that's amazing.
I don't know. It was something about Jolson. But then later it became people like Sinatra and, as I mentioned in the earlier segment, and
right,
Darren and Nat King Cole and Mel Torme and Tony Bennett and Dino and, you know, all those, and a lot of the jazz singers, I loved a lot of the, like, Ella Fitzgerald and,
yes,
and Dinah Washington and Joe Williams with the Count Basie Band and people like that.
Well,
I loved all that.
That's really cool. So you were a sophisticated 9-year-old, I've got to say, Don. I mean, you had some class, so that's pretty cool.
I don't know. You know where it came from, but it was, you know, maybe I was reincarnated from some, you know, some musician back in that era.
You never know. And so you're going back now to, essentially, to your roots as a child, with your singing the standards, the jazz standards, the swing, big band.
Yeah.
And tell us for a minute, I don't want to dwell too much on this because there's so much more I want to cover, but tell us for a minute about your your music. So you're doing vocals, correct? I know. You are. And basically, is this something that you obviously must love to perform?
Yeah, I really do love it. You know, when I hear the band start playing, and you know, I'm really into making sure that the arrangements, you know, how the music is arranged, because it's so key in that kind of music.
Yeah.
And I've been lucky to work with some great arrangers. Willie Murillo, who did the arrangements and produced my CD, is one of the best. And so when I hear that music start and with great musicians playing it and these incredible songs, I just get carried away. I get lost in it, and I'm just, you know, I get like I'm flying above the ground. And
yeah.
You go. It's almost like catching the wave, I guess. You know, I never was a surfer, but that's what it feels like to me. Like I get in the pocket with those guys and just go.
Well, that's so cool. I can see that from your performances, because just seeing you on, like I said, video clips, I can tell that you really, this is, you know, you're passionate about it. And that shows. Now, speaking about passion, I want to go back and kind of digress, if I may. And I try to, as you may know, I try to help actors and singers a lot. You had, I'm going to argue, you had a lot of great things happen very quickly. For those kids out there, you know, 19 years old, 20 years old, whatever age, that are trying to be a singer, they're trying to be an actor, they're starting out, and they're hitting that, you know, 3-month downtime where there's no work like you had. But it turns into 3 years or whatever. They're just struggling. What would you say to them? What advice could you give them?
That's a tough one. You know, I don't know if it might be even tougher. You know, it's always been a tough business.
Yeah.
But it's possible that it's tougher now than even when I was starting out, because of. I think the competition is even more so now. So it's a little hard for me to be able to I think give advice, except maybe this overriding thing that I always felt does still apply.
Okay.
And that would be that if you really, really love it and you feel deep down that this is what you want to do, then yes, you keep pursuing, and perseverance is what you have to have. But if you don't, you know, absolutely have that just driving desire and need to do it, then I tell people, you know, it's so unpredictable. Many times it's an unfair and irrational kind of business where two and two don't make four.
Yeah.
So if you don't, you know, if I don't encourage people to pursue it unless they're saying, you know, I'm totally passionate about it, and this is what I feel deep down what I want to do. And then, okay, well, then you got it. Then you have to be ready for, you know, just all kinds of things that are going to hit you, and have the perseverance. That's what it takes.
Well, I think you, even though you said you didn't have much to say, I think you hit it right on point there. That's that makes so much sense. And for people to hear that coming from you, I think that says a lot, because you obviously, you've accomplished some great things. And so the passion and perseverance, I think you nailed it right there. That's excellent. Well, Don, there's so much more I could ask you here, and thoughts I have I want to, you know, ask you about, but I know your time's valuable. You're super busy. Is there any other final thoughts here before we kind of wrap up that you'd like to share or mention that you've got going on?
Besides the film that I just did, MBF, Man's Best Friend, I'm doing another one in July called Cult Cartel.
Yes.
And then I have three film projects and two TV projects that I'm sort of shopping now.
Wow.
And I've got some interest in various places. So
it's a lot. You're busy.
A I'll have to come back again when I could talk more concretely about them and mention the names. It's a little premature, but hopefully next time we talk, I'll be telling you about some of the ones that I'll be doing from behind the camera and be directing. Who knows, maybe directing and acting in the project. That's something I would really like to do.
We'll have
something to talk about, hopefully.
Well, I'd love to, Don. Please come back soon. And it's just a... Sincerely, it's a pleasure to know you and speak with you. And I've always, you know, loved your work. And I know you didn't like that character, I think you said, but I think the world loves you in that, you know.
Oh, not that I didn't like the character. I was just saying I was different.
Not you.
I wasn't like the character. Not that I didn't like the character.
Okay.
I wasn't like the character. I'm sorry.
Got it. Oh no!
That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, no, you're a cool guy. You weren't like, silly Ralph.
I was never the class clown. I was never the comedian. I was never that kind of jokester.
Okay.
In high school, I was pretty shy and quiet.
Yeah.
But in acting, I would find my, the release and place to go, you know.
Yeah.
I felt freedom when I'm playing other characters.
Well, that's amazing. You know, when I've spoken with a number of people, I've told them I had the pleasure to speak with you. They always ask me, they say, well, what's he like? Is he like, Ralph on Happy Days? and that's so cool. And like I said, you're so much more, but Donnie, it's so great to speak with you here. Thank you for your time today. So just a reminder, thank you. Check out Ralph's upcoming movies. Just kidding you. Donnie Moe's upcoming movies. Man's Best Friend, Cult Cartel. Catch him tomorrow night, Don Moe's to the Catalina Jazz Club right here in Hollywood, folks. And of course, over in Florida, we'll put a link to that as well. Don Moe's legendary actor.
Yeah, my Catalina's. Tomorrow night, right here in Hollywood, 8:30 show.
Yes. And, I joked with that. Sometimes it's so hard for people to separate the character from the real person. But, like I said, you are so much more. And it's a real pleasure to know you and to speak with you. Thank you for your time. Folks, go to Don's website, Donnie, D-O-N-N-Y, Most, M-O-S-T.com. Check out his other work. It's interspersed with HollywoodSentinel.com. Donnie, thank you again for being here.
Thank you, Bruce.
Great day. Bye-bye.